走进英语之夜，感受世界的精彩。
This is English Evening on China Business Radio.
From Beijing, this is Timothy Gutman welcoming you to English Evening.
This is 董宁，大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Timothy, do you have running shoes?
I do.
Is that high tech kind of?
I don't know what counts as high tech. When I went to a running when I've been to a running shoe store,the coaches and employees there said that my feet were especially strange, and I needed very special running shoes to be able to run. So there's really only one or two that I can actually wear. My feet are very flat, you see.
So they can make very special running shoes for you, huh? It's going to be expensive.
No, not too expensive. They're just a little bit difficult to find is all.
So Australian researchers said recently they had found no scientific proof that high-tech running shoes improve athletic performance or limit injury.
在最近呢，澳大利亚的研究人员称，他们并未发现有关高科技跑鞋能够提高运动成绩或者是减少运动损伤的科学依据。那专家称，尽管跑鞋经过了广泛的生物医学的检验，但是他们的这项研究结果表明，跑鞋的功效从未在现实环境中得以验证。就是说跑鞋不一定能够让人跑得更快 So that means if you wear a high-tech running shoes you don't have to you know, running very fast than anyone than Liu Xiang than anyone you know, in America but a
of
lot
course,
of、
yeah.
celebrities、
Absolutely、the celebrity endorsement business is as big in running as it is in anything else and、of course、Liu Xiang has endorsed、everything from、milk to Coca-Cola、butequipment can be overstated in its effects. Very often professional, or Olympic level athletes want a particular, product because it will make, the difference of a very, very small interval, which matters a lot to them. Whereas for the rest of us who are just looking to get in shape, we really don't need to spend, all of the money on a,running shoe that will shave half a second off of our time.
Recently I watched TV and you know in England there's a very famous football player Cristiano Ronaldo.
I've heard the name, yeah. Plays for Manchester United.
Yes, he's a Portuguese and he had a kind of shoes that are very famous and people said that if you wear this kind of shoes,you're gonna kick in the goal, you're gonna kick in the ball because、
sure.
it's a very high tech kind of shoes for athletes. So the shoes typically feature elevated cushioned heels intended to absorb impact, protect the
Achilles tendon,
and stop the foot from rolling. Try every effort to protect your feet、
right.
and you know, to make you run even faster than ever.、
Mm.
But unfortunately, in a scientific way, it doesn't work.
Sure.、
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are basically two kinds of running shoes,which are cushion shoes,which are designedprimarily to、keep the foot comfortable when running, and stability shoes, which are much harder and are designed to keep the foot in balance.So, of course, it depends on what kind of a runner you are, and often you can tell、this fairly simply by where it hurts when you're done running.Of course, this doesn't mean that you have to、invest in any particularly、expensive or new-sounding、technology in shoes. After all, running is still running. That is one of the sports whose concept remains the same from the oldest beginnings of the competition.
This kind of fancy shoes cannot make you run even faster than...ever so but、on the other hand it's really you know、the more money you spend the more comfortable the shoes are I think
conceivably
also for now the shoes you know the design for the shoes is very like a piece of art、
of course with any kind of fashion item someone can wear pants to keep his legs warm or someone can wear something to express himself and this is a decision for everybody、of course the more someone invests in a shoe you can talk about the greater quality and last that it will have with the shoes that I bought I'm fortunate in that while they don't look especially nice they have lasted a very long time, which that can really reduce expenses in the long run.
Speaking of fashion, and you know, for many young artists, they would like to go on the street and, you know, do doodling.
Yep.
Doodling, in Chinese we call it 涂鸦. But for now, doodling may look messy, but it could in fact be a sign of an alert mind. 最近的一项研究发现，涂鸦呢，除了可以宣泄情感之外呢，甚至能够帮助你提高记忆力。当然呢，在公共场所乱写乱画这种行为是除外的。那涂鸦呢，虽然看上去 looks messy， 但是研究会发现它其实能够让你的大脑更加的活跃。So the experts from England, and they carried out memory tests on 40 volunteers, asking them to listen to a phone call and recall names and places. Doodlers performed 29% better than non-doodlers.
I had heard things like that often doodling can provide your hands something to do while your ears are busy, and that this can actually reduce distraction as your brain cansuccessfully focus on these two things at once. Whereas before, simply playing idly with your hands might be a cause of distraction.
Uh-huh.
Certainly, when I see students doodling in class, I would much rather see that than, say, looking forward in the book or working on another class's homework assignment, which can all be issues. So this can tell us more about someone's learning style than maybe we thought before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always think a doodler is a very, they're sort of like artists, you know, for example, if you know, hang around in Beijing in some basement, like a parking lot, there's a special area for these artists to do doodlings. And it's very creative.
Yeah.
Very genius, I think. Sometimes, you know, it's like a tattoo artist. You just create by yourself, and you don't have to think much more about what are you going to write or what are you going to do. And, you know, everything just happens so spontaneous.
Right? Yeah, I think one of the great doodlers I can think of is Pablo Picasso, the famous Spanish modern artist, who his doodles did not apparently distract from his greater works. Such that many of these, his little restaurant napkin doodles have been preserved by different girlfriends, different collectors over time, and can actually show us a lot of interesting things about, you know, ideas through which he was working.
Mm-hmm.
So this expressive medium maybe shows us something greater is going on in the brain and not at all that someone's distracted.
Yes. So experts said doodling stops people from daydreaming, and so it's good at helping people focus on something. Okay, well, speaking of focused on something, here, there's a new survey that indicates rapid thinking makes people happy.
Rapid thinking makes people happy. I'm thinking quickly about that, and so far no change. What exactly does the survey tell us?
最近的研究人员发现快速思考能够使人们幸福。研究结果认为快速的思考呢，让实验的参与者感觉到更加的高兴，更具有创造力，同时呢，让他们感觉更加有活力和强大。心理学家通过测试还发现，促进人们快速思考的活动能够增强人们的活力，提升人们的心情。那这些活动呢，包括比如快速的做一些简单的填字游戏，或者是针对一个想法迅速的想出一种独创性的想法。 So the results suggest that thinking fast made participants feel more elated, creative, and to a lesser degree energetic and powerful. And you can do some like a puzzle or anything very simple stuff that can make you more happier.
Absolutely. Distraction, as much as it can drag us down in some areas, is very useful in others. And this kind of rapid distraction maybe provides our brain with something else to focus on, as well as a different method to focus on it, which can maybe serve to keep us focused on something we can do something about, even if it's just manipulating our own thoughts.
So doodling can help you to improve your memory, and rapid thinking can make you more happy. So just all good things are simple ways to make you, you know, feel more healthy or more, you know, productive or more energetic, more full of more passion, huh?
Perhaps, yeah. The study apparently asked participants who were posed a problem to generate as many rapid responses as they could and then read them back again, which sort of previewing their own thought process, reviewing their own thought process in a quick way can make them feel more relaxed, actually, can distract them on some different levels from something that they might have otherwise considered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think for now it's time for us to take some time to, you know, answer some questions from our dear listeners. And here is one listener, and the name is Huang Zhigang, and he asked about, you know, he happened to listen to our show on the radio, and he happened to know that our broadcasting time has changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. He turned on the radio on time at 21 p.m., but he was surprised to discover this time has been changed to 9:30 p.m., so it's 30 minutes later. Yes, we changed a little bit from this year, and from now on, you can listen to our show from 9:30 p.m. every day from Monday to Friday.
Sure.
But on Saturday and Sunday, you can still have a regular, you know, English evening on 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm.
嗯，没错，今年呢我们的播出时间是有一些调整，从周一到周五我们的英语之夜节目从九点改到九点半，那周六和周日的播出时间呢还是从九点到十点。 So we hope like you will, you know, support us as Hira.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, and another listeners like Rose Huang, and also dear listeners like Chance 113, and he just write a lot of email to us.
Yeah. Hi again, Chance.
How very you doing? Hot listeners, huh? And they are just asking about how to download our show, and they want to thank for us to, you know, provide this kind of show to you from everything. And here, if you want to listen to our show, you can go to www.cnr.cn, and on the top of the website you can go to Business Radio, which is our radio, and over there you can find our English evening. You can listen to our show online anytime, anywhere.
Right. So we've got broadcast as well as online streaming as methods to connect to your dear hosts, to our dear listeners.
Mm. Okay, and for now, let's move on to key concepts of NPC and CPPCC. 接下来呢，我们继续和大家来分享一下两会关键词。第一个是社会安全网
，social safety net。
嗯，第二个是抗风险能力
，anti-risk capability。
嗯。第一个社会安全网 we can say social safety net, social safety net. 第二个抗风险能力 we can say anti-risk capability, anti-risk capability. Okay, and for now let's move on to business news. 接下来呢我们来听听财经资讯。China urges development of second-hand markets. 中国鼓励发展二手商品市场。
China's Ministry of Commerce, or MOC, has urged local governments to promote development of second-hand commodity markets to stimulate economic growth and increase employment. The ministry said in a recent circular that local governments should strive to build a batch of big second-hand commodity markets in large and medium-sized cities. It said the development of second-hand markets meets the country's target of building a resource-saving and eco-friendly society, while helping reinvigorate company inventories, meet consumers' demand, increase job opportunities, and raise income of migrant workers and laid-off workers in cities. The circular required local commerce administrations to take effective measures to promote construction of second-hand goods circulation networks in a bid to improve the country's consumption structure. It required local governments to standardize management of big second-hand markets and make them competitive globally. It also encouraged home appliances companies and large retailers to engage in second-hand commodity trade. It suggested people engaged in second-hand goods trade should have professional training and noted that all second-hand goods being sold must bear special marks put forward by the country's Second-Hand Industry Association.
嗯 ，Okay, and that's all for today's business news. Studio Classroom is coming up next.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. In our animal tale story this month, we meet a spider named Webster. Webster is hungry, and there's a tasty-looking fly nearby. Maybe Webster will catch it and eat it. Now we're ready to go to the reading. It's on page 43 in the right-hand column.
Webster's web. Just a bit more, Webster grinned. Once you're here, you'll probably find it hard to pull yourself away. He, he, he. Come and join me, he added. We can be playmates. We can play music. We can talk and share stories, too. And then, after that, well, after that, we'll just play it by ear, the spider chuckled. Well, all right, the fly buzzed as he came closer. After all, I'm just dying to get a closer look, he said, landing on the web. Dying is right, laughed Webster, making a play on words. You foolish fly! Suddenly, the helpless fly realized he had been playing the fool. He struggled to free himself from the web, but he could not.
Hi, friends. I'm Esther.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip. And we are in the middle of our Animal Tales article, which is in the middle of a story about an innocent fly and a hungry spider.
Exactly. And where we left off yesterday, the fly was playing right into the spider's hands. In other words, he was doing exactly what Webster the spider wanted him to do, which was to get closer and closer to Webster's web. Because, of course, Esther, as we know, the closer he gets, the more chance he is to get stuck in that spider web.
And Webster wants to eat the fly for breakfast. So here Webster says, just a bit more. Once you're here, he tells the fly, you'll probably find it hard to pull yourself away. So now he's giving a clue that, you know, it might not be so safe because he thinks that, well, once the fly is there, it'll be very easy for him to eat the fly.
Yeah, Webster is being pretty clever here because he says, if you come a little closer, you'll have a hard time pulling yourself away. And sometimes we talk about a good book or a very good movie as being one that's so good, it's hard to pull myself away. I'm so interested in the story that I don't want to get away from it.
Okay, so he's tempting him. He's saying, this is so fun, you're not going to want to leave. Well, come and join me, he says to the fly. We can be playmates. We can play music. We can talk and share stories, too.
Maybe they'll sing and have fun. But then he really doesn't think he'll really do this. Because after he says, after that, we'll just play it by ear. Now, this is an idiom you might hear often, and if someone says, let's just play it by ear, it means let's just see how things go and decide later what we want to do.
So maybe you're making plans on a Friday night, and you know that you'll go see a movie with somebody, and you say, well, what should we do after the movie? Well, I don't know. Maybe we will feel like going out and drinking tea. Maybe we will feel like walking around and maybe going shopping. Maybe we'll feel like going home. We don't know, so we'll play it by ear. We'll see what happens, see how we feel.
That is a very useful idiom to know. Well, that's the spider's idea because, of course, he has another idea. He wants to eat the fly, but he doesn't want to scare the fly yet. And so he's chuckling right now, acting like everything is okay. If you chuckle, then you laugh quietly, sometimes to yourself, but it's not a big laugh. It's just a little laugh like, that's a chuckle.
Well, what happens here? The fly says, well, all right. And the fly buzzed as he came closer. So he made it sound as he came closer. And the fly said, after all, I'm just dying to get a closer look. Now, if you're dying to do something, it means that you want to do something really, really badly. It's like almost you feel like you're going to die if you don't do that.
So he's dying to get a closer look. And so sure enough, the fly lands on the web. And Webster says, dying is right.
Uh-oh, now Webster is telling the fly, this is what I plan to do. I plan to eat you. You are going to die. Here he was making a play on words. Sometimes we call that a pun. It's just a humorous way to use language. So the fly thinks he's dying to get closer. He can't wait. And the spider says, yeah, you're going to die. Dying is right. So he is now calling the fly foolish. You dumb fly. You shouldn't have made that decision.
So this play on words has a double meaning, or two meanings. And suddenly, the helpless fly realized that he had been playing the fool. And we have another phrase here, playing the fool. That means that the fly was a fool and he didn't realize it. He was acting like a fool and he didn't know.
So the fly struggled and tried to free himself from the web, but he could not because he was stuck. He was foolish, so he got stuck. Now let's go back to this word foolish. If you are foolish, then you are doing something that's silly, that's not smart, and that's dumb. So the fly knew that he wasn't supposed to play with spiders or fly onto a spider web, but he wanted to try, and he made a bad decision.
He sure did, and now he is in need of help. He's described as a helpless fly. He is stuck.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. My name is Steve, and we're talking about a spider and a fly. It's this month's Animal Tales story. And now there's a little fly who's in big trouble. It looks like Webster is going to get his breakfast after all. This story has a fun twist. Okay, now we're going to find out the fate of the fly. This portion of the reading begins on line 15.
Webster's web. In a short time, he was all played out.
You lying spider, he cried. Why did you play a trick on me?
I'm a hungry spider, he explained. Don't expect me to play fair. Spiders never play by the rules, especially when they're hungry.
Won't you please let me go? Begged the fly.
But the spider only laughed harder.
Never, he cried. I always play for keeps.
Looking forward to a tasty snack, Webster danced with excitement. His dancing caused the web to tear, but Webster was jumping around too much to notice. Suddenly, the web fell, taking the surprised spider with it to the ground. Meanwhile, the fortunate little fly broke free and buzzed off, wounded but wiser.
So here what happens, a fly is stuck on the spider web, and the spider called him, you foolish fly. So the fly realizes that he made a foolish decision. So our text says, in a short time, he was all played out.
After struggling to free himself from the web, he was all played out. That means that he had struggled so much that he was out of energy. He was so tired from playing, he was played out.
So, for example, if you decide to play a sport, maybe some basketball, and after a couple of hours, your friends want to keep playing, and you're tired, you can say, no, I'm sorry, I'm all played out. I'll have to wait until another time. And that's how the fly uses this as well. He is tired, and he cries, you lying spider, why did you play a trick on me? He wants to know why the spider encouraged him to come over to the web only to play a trick on him.
And if you play a trick on someone or something, you do something to trick them, or it's like a joke, but it's in a mean way. You're not really being true to them. You're playing a trick on them.
You're tricking them. Yeah. And the spider says, "Hey, I'm a hungry spider," he explains. "Don't expect me to play fair." And that phrase, play fair, is a good one. And it simply means to play fairly, or maybe play by the rules of a game.
And that's the next phrase that we see. He continues to say spiders never play by the rules, especially when they're hungry. So he says, "Sorry, fly, we don't play by the rules. We don't play fair." Now, I hope, friends, that you play fair, whether you're in sports or you're in school, but that you do play by the rules. If you don't, then you won't have very many friends.
Yes, because there are usually ways of doing things in games or sometimes even in the office. There are certain ways of doing things that are right and wrong. So if you play by the rules, you do the right thing. You do make a decision that is normally thought of to be correct. So now the fly asks Webster the spider, "Won't you please let me go? Please."
And he's begging, which means he's asking very seriously, maybe on his knees if that were possible. And the fly is begging, but the spider only laughed harder. "Never," he cried. "I always play for keeps." And that phrase, play for keeps, means that when he plays a game, he always plays in order to keep what he wins.
Exactly. Another way we could just say it is you play to win. You play for keeps, you're going to enjoy that win, and you're not going to share whatever it may be with anybody else. So, looking forward to a tasty snack, Webster danced with excitement. So now he thinks, "Oh, I've caught the fly, I'm going to eat him for breakfast, or this will be a wonderful, tasty snack."
And he's not being very careful. He is being foolish himself, because what happens? Well, his dancing caused the web to tear. Now, if something tears, it means that there is a little bit of break, like a piece of paper. If it tears, then there is a part of the paper that breaks apart or breaks away.
And that word tear, you could also read or pronounce it tear, as in a tear that falls from your eye when you're crying. But here it's tear, which means Webster's web was tearing into two. But Webster was jumping around with excitement too much to realize or to notice that his web was tearing.
Well, and webs, spider webs are not too tough. I mean, they're strong, but if you're jumping around on one, of course, they're going to tear, they're going to break, and suddenly the web fell, taking the surprised spider with it to the ground. So poor Webster, he was excited, but too excited, actually, because he ended up falling on the ground.
Well, I think maybe he was beginning to celebrate a little too soon, right? He was celebrating his victory before he had actually won the game.
He wasn't being careful. So what happens? Well, Webster has fallen to the ground. The web is now on the ground. And at the same time, or our text says, meanwhile, the fortunate little fly broke free and buzzed off, wounded but wiser. Now let's go back and talk about this word, fortunate.
If you're fortunate, that means that you are lucky or maybe blessed in some way. Maybe something good happens to you that you couldn't control. You didn't cause it to happen to you. You didn't make it happen, but something good happens to you.
Thankfully, the fortunate little fly broke free and buzzed off, as flies should, into the air, into the wind. And he was a little bit wounded, though, right, Esther?
He was wounded. And if you are wounded, it means you are hurt. Maybe you have a bruise or something happened to make you feel hurt. But not only was he wounded, this fly also was wiser. So it's a good lesson for us to be careful and don't do things you think are dangerous.
Right. I don't think this fly is going to make the same mistake. He's wounded, but he's wiser.
That was a cute little story, wasn't it, friends? Bye-bye, everyone.
本节目由吉林省空中英语教室杂志社提供，也可登录相关网站收听当日广播教学节目。本节目配套杂志播讲 MP3 在全国各大书店有售，并可在当地邮局订阅。
With the finish of Studio Classroom, we are looking the end in the face.
Hope to see you again. Bye-bye.
瑞士天梭表为您报时，传承经典工艺，启迪非凡创意。瑞士天梭表，时间任你穿梭。